Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Peches, Chulin 88, and on today's Daf Yomi on Peches on the base, since our Gemara has been discussing the concept of Kisoy Hadam, of covering over the blood of an Ofer Achaya with earth, the Gemara talks about a place where we would expect the mitzvah of Kisoy Hadam to appear where it doesn't. So says Rava, Bishar Sha'amar Avram Avinu, that Abraham says to God in Genesis chapter 18, verse 27, Abraham stated a verse of absolute humility. Because of this, the children of Israel were able to merit the ability to do two commandments. So says Rava, what was the verse that Abraham said? Vanochi ofer va'efer. Abraham said to God, I am but earth and ashes. As Abraham said, God, who am I to speak to God when I am just earth and ashes? So because Abraham spoke in this manner, in this humbling manner, therefore we were able to merit the mitzvah of Efer. What is that? That is the mitzvah of Efer Para, the mitzvah of the ashes of the red heifer, which we know that if a person becomes ritually impure, they were supposed to take a red heifer and mix and take the ashes and mix it with a concoction of water and hyssop in order to be able to sprinkle it on to a person who has become ritually impure. And the offer of the sota refers to the earth of the sota of a woman who is accused of being adultery. So we know that such a woman is accused by her husband of being adultery, and then she's secluded with that same man. So we're supposed to take that woman to the temple, and then we give her a concoction to drink of the earth from the temple floor with water, and also mixed with the passage of the portion of the Torah which discusses that. So therefore, Rava says, and with reward that Abraham has said, Anochi the offer of Efer, we merited to get these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Efer Parah and Afar Sota, the Parah Aduma and the earth of the Sota woman. So the Gemara says, V'lichshav Nami Afar Kisoy Adam. Why don't we also include the earth of the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam, of covering over the blood of the animal with earth, so we don't see the blood? Why doesn't that mitzvah included? So the Gemara says, well, there's a fundamental distinction. Hasam, with respect to the mitzvah of covering over the blood with earth, that was hechsher mitzvah ika. That is just to fulfill a commandment. But hanaleka, but there is no benefit. And so that is a very interesting phrase. What does that mean? It's just a hechsher mitzvah, but there is no benefit to it. So the Sefer Orchos Chaim writes that the intent of the Gemara is to say that the covering of the blood does not prevent the animal from being eaten. Meaning to say, let's say you slaughtered a chicken, but you didn't cover over the blood, then you have not done a mitzvah, but you're still allowed to eat the food. That's the idea behind it. So the Tiferes Yaakov takes a different approach. He says, no, really, if you don't cover over the blood of that chicken after you slaughter it, you wouldn't be able to eat it. So what does it mean that there's no benefit from the mitzvah? It means something else. It means to say that if we weren't given this mitzvah of Kisoy Adam, it's true that we would not have been able to eat it. If we weren't given this mitzvah, we would have been able to eat it without covering it. But now that it was given to us, we're only allowed to eat it without covering. We're only allowed to eat it when it's covered. However, with respect to the ashes of the Parav Duma, if we would not be given these ashes, we would have become tummy forever. So yes, the Kisoy Adam is different, because we would have been able to eat the chicken if we didn't cover over the blood. But with respect to the ashes of the red heifer, we would have remained in a state of ritual impurity once we had come in contact with a dead body. So that is why this mitzvah of Kisoy Adam is called a hechsher mitzvah, as opposed to the ashes of the red heifer, which is called hana mitzvah, that there is a benefit from that mitzvah. The commentaries ask, why is it the case that even though we say Avram Avinu says in the pasuk, Anochi ofer va'efer, I am but earth and ashes, but then when Rava explains it, he says they merited two commandments, the ashes of the red heifer and the earth of the sota. But it should have said it reversed, because Avram Avinu refers to earth before he refers to ashes. So why does Rava refer to the ashes of the red heifer and then the earth of the sota? So the Tiferes Yaakov explains that the ashes of the red heifer are going to purify us from having been in contact of, which purifies us from having been in contact with a dead body, and that's more of a merit than the earth of the sota, because the ashes of the red heifer is coming just because you came in contact with a dead body, but the earth of the sota, that's coming for on account of a sin. And so therefore, for that reason, Rava put the ashes before the earth of the sota. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that if Avram Avinu had just said one phrase, he had just said the earth, then the only one we would have gotten, we would have only been able to merit the mitzvah of the red heifer. And the reason why we'd have only been able to merit the mitzvah of the red heifer is because the red heifer is sometimes also called earth sometimes. It's not only referred to as ashes. And so therefore, for this reason, we're able to benefit. Fundamentally, also, we see another idea that the ashes of the red heifer are not only being a meritorious act for purifying somebody from the from something that they came in contact with a dead body, but it says in the Gemara of Sota that it's also going to be purification for the sin of the golden calf. And so therefore, it also mentions first, because there's this added benefit of purifying us from the golden calf. And the Marsha writes, we can't say that if Avram Avinu had not said this, we would never have been able to become purified from the dead body, because how could we imagine that? So the Marsha explains, it means that if Avram Avinu didn't say this, it would have been very, very hard to purify ourselves from the dead body. But, says the Marsha, since we have the ashes of the red heifer, it's very easy. This is ironic, because we don't have the ashes of the red heifer today, and so we always are living in this state of ritual impurity. But that's the Chiddush of the Marasha. He says that it would have been much harder for us to purify ourselves were not for Abram saying these humbling words of Anochi Ofer V'Efer, I am just earth and ashes.